First of all, Happy New Year to everybody. There's nobody happier than me that 2017's over. Maybe Vance.
Second, right?
Yeah, John, just take us through the process of deciding to retain Vance as the head coach. How much did you think about it?
Well, I mean, that's the way that I wanted to go. I mean, I think with... You know, with Vance being here a year and getting a chance to go through things as a first-year head coach, I'm sure that, as I told him many times, he was drinking through a fire hose when you go through learning what it takes to be a head coach in this league, because there's so much to it. So that's the direction I want to go, but it's my responsibility, you know, to think about other options and, you know, kind of see what would be best for the football team. And so... you know, we thought about different options, but ultimately my goal was to stay with Vance and give him that shot. And obviously I will say that give him the best opportunity to be successful. You know, and I don't feel like we gave him that chance, even though, you know, we had some positions that did not play very well that I thought would play better than they played. Still didn't feel like... We gave Vance the best opportunity to be successful. So that part's on me. And we will get that part fixed also this coming year and hopefully solve those issues and give Vance and his staff the best opportunity to be successful. And so looking back, I feel good about the fact that we can stay where we are. And, you know, obviously with Vance making some changes on his staff that he'll talk about, you know, we have a chance to get better as a football team.
When you guys began this season, it was a reboot, not a rebuild.
Right.
John and Vance, both, as you look at going forward, are you in a transition year, or do you feel like you can hit the reset button and get right back to contending?
Well, I guess you have to define reset, reboot, right, and what all those mean. But well, we hope so. I mean, you know, you never know. I think that... you know, when you're 5-11, you know, there's obviously some issues and that we've got to get handled. And so, you know, I think that is our goal. That's our mindset, whether we can get there or not. You know, I don't want to raise the expectation level to say, yeah, automatically we're going to get back there. But always, you know, our goals have not changed as Denver Broncos and what we want to do. And that's to compete for world championships. Now, you know, we got to build towards that process. And you know, that starts now. You know, hopefully we can get back to where we're very competitive. Now, you look at the numbers, what we did defensively, you know, the numbers were very good. You know, the only thing on the defensive side was we didn't get enough turnovers. We got to get more turnovers on the defense side. But as a whole, the performance was very good when you look at the numbers. Now, numbers don't really matter. But, you know, as a whole, so we still have a good base on the defensive side. Obviously, we got to get better offensively. And, you know, that's, you know, we've been working towards that. We got to continue to work to that. So, you know, can we get back there? Sure we can. That's our goal. You know, that's what our fan base expects. That's what we expect of ourselves. That's what we expect of the coaching staff. And so, you know, we're working to that, you know. So hopefully we can get there.
John and Vance, what is your plan for quarterback in the offseason? And what about the three quarterbacks you had playing on your roster this year?
Well, let me say this. We can sit back and go back and talk about what happened. I think I'd rather turn the page and go forward. Obviously, that position didn't perform as well as we wanted it to. I thought it would perform better than it did. And, you know, and it's not just on them. I think there's a lot of circumstances that that went into that put him in tough situations. But we didn't perform as well as we'd like to, you know, and so that's obviously a position that we feel like we have to get better at going into the, you know, next season.
Can you kind of explain what went into the decision with some of the coaching moves, namely Eric Studisville?
I'll say this, guys. You know, when you go 5-11 and it wasn't good this year. As far as our football team, you know, you have to make some changes. And in my opinion, it was time to move on to change the culture, you know, in certain rooms. Obviously, Eric and Tyke and Jeff Davison are all good people, all good football coaches. You know, Eric and Tyke has been here through through lots of winning years. But in my opinion, it was time to change the culture so we can get back to pushing our players to be the best they can be, getting our best players to play at their best all the time. So it was more about the overall culture of the offense, getting back to being a dominant unit versus personal about the coaches. So it was I'm looking forward to bringing in guys who can change the culture and get our offense back to playing good football. Simple as that.
Vance, several players said they saw you evolve as a coach as a year long. What did you maybe not expect coming in, and where did you grow the most as a coach?
Well, it wasn't something I didn't expect as far as being head coach. I've been in this league a long time, but obviously things come up. That's not football related. As a first time head coach, I can say this. Early on in the season, I didn't do a good job of pushing our coaches, to make the proper changes that I thought, could have helped us. I allowed guys to obviously coach. That was my goal, but I wasn't very good at coaching the coaches, so I'll get better at that. So that was one of my shortcomings. But again, it's a big job, and it's a job that you can get better at, and I will get better at those things. But obviously when you're 5-11, it wasn't good enough, from my cheer. And that will change.
Vance, while clearly this was John's decision about you coming back,
sure.
When the season ended, how concerned were you about your job security?
Well, I wasn't overly concerned. I want to be here. That was my first thought. And as far as the business part of of this job, my concern was for my coaches, more than me. Again, 5-11 is not good enough, so I got the rumors and I got the indecision of bringing me back because it wasn't good enough, so I understand that but I want to be here. It's a great place to work. We have a football team that, I want to get better, and to win games, and we have one goal each year, and that's to win a championship. That's every team in the league. Every team has one goal. So I'm excited to be back. We're going to make the proper changes on the staff to get better. I trust John and his staff to make the proper personnel changes, for us to get better. So I'm excited, guys. It wasn't good enough, but it starts now making it better. So that's exciting for me.
John, is there a plan to bring Gary Kubiak into a larger role with the team?
Yeah.
Can you share anything about that plan?
Well, we're gonna enlarge Gary's role as far as on the personnel side. So right now he was working in college as well as in really doing the offensive side of the football for us, and so Gary's now I'm gonna give him a larger role. He's gonna be involved in free agency as well as the draft. So he's a guy that's got a lot of knowledge of football, very good evaluator too, so he'll help us in that area.
John, I'm just curious, when you look at quarterback, I realize it's day two of the off season, but
and we got to have it fixed tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow would be good because then I could take a week off, but
okay,
if you
9 days we'll have it fixed.
If you have three quarterbacks under contract for next season right now, are one of those three your starter or draft?
Jeff, I don't know. We're going to go through that whole thing, and I think that we'll look what's available in free agency as well as the draft and where we sit in the draft. And so that whole evaluation will come as we go through this, and it's going to be we're going to have to look at obviously free agency comes first, so we'll look at that situation, and we'll also understand where we are in the draft and what's available in the draft too. So eventually, as we get time and time goes forward, we'll put a plan together and go from there. I keep getting asked that. I'm not sure what the title is going to be, but I don't even know what his title is now. So I know what he's going to be doing, so I haven't worried about the title.
John, Vance said he needs to get better at coaching the coaches. What have you learned about yourself in terms of what you can improve on in your position?
Well, you're always learning. you know, and you're always learning every year. You look at different players that evaluate, players that got better and played as well as you thought they should, or other players that didn't play as well as you thought you should. And so, you know, it's a tough situation. Evaluation's always tough. And so we continue to learn. I think every time you make a choice or you go make a decision on a guy, you see how it turns out. Then you look at it and say, okay, how could have I got better? What did I miss? And what did I get? And so every player that you pick in the draft, we go back and evaluate every player in the draft and what this kid was when we got him, what we thought he was before we got him, and then we learn from that. And if we don't learn from that, then we don't grow and get better as evaluators and providing guys for the football team. And so, D-Mac, I will tell you this. I always try to get better. And I don't have all the answers. I want to search and find all the answers because I want this team to be as good as it can possibly be. I'm fortunate in the fact that I've played for a long time and I've been in this job now for 7 years. So therefore, I'm always trying to get better. And as soon as I think I've got it down, I'll retire. And then I'll be doing what you do because then you know it all.
For both of you,
yeah.
It seems the offense lacks an identity, at least it did this year.
Yeah.
What do you want that identity to be, and how much of that is impacted by whoever's going to be your starting quarterback?
Right. I'll say that's less about, you know, our offense this year. You know, our first goal was to run the football. Okay, in the first month of the season, we ran the football, we threw it, we scored points and moved the ball, you know, but the turnovers were still there, you know, and that part I blame myself for not addressing that part of our offense, okay? But our philosophy hadn't changed offensively. It's running the football, controlling the game, you know, keeping third downs manageable for whoever's playing quarterback. That's the formula of winning football, you know, so that hadn't changed, you know, around playing great defense. So we have a team formula that's won here for a long time in Denver. You know, that hadn't changed with all the best teams. Running a football helps you control a game, you know. It helps the quarterback play more efficient football when the third downs are manageable and not giving the ball away, obviously, and playing great defense, you know, and keeping the special teams to even or plus. That's winning football in this league. So that won't change, you know, with our football team. That hadn't changed.
I will say this, offensive football is about getting the best players we can possibly get and then putting them in the best situation to be successful. And we got to do a better job at that. We didn't do a great job of that this year. And so that is definitely something that we got to get better at. And you know, with the offensive staff and what the decisions Vance made there, then we have a better chance to get everybody on the same page and making sure that we're taking full advantage of the guys that we got.
Vance, I know you talked about during the season about how practices would be good, and then sometimes there was a disconnect between that and also what you talked about coaching the coaches earlier in the season. What did you learn early in the season that maybe you changed later on in the season that you can apply right to next year from the start that can make things better?
So your first question about practice, right? It's the NFL. Okay, every team practices well. That's important, guys. Okay, I mean, you guys think it's not important sometimes, but it's important to have great preparation each week. So that won't change. You know, for me as a coach, believe it or not, that's important for me. As far as what I changed moving forward, I think how we played offensively after we hired Billy was, you know, my vision of offense, you know, to run the football and control the games and to play great defense and to minimize the errors by the quarterback. Okay, and I thought Billy did a great job of calling the game that way. So, again, it's more about playing winning football. You know, however you do that, running the football 1 week, throwing the football, it's about playing winning football. Okay, and, you know, we want to get back to that, just playing winning efficient football in all three phases of our football team.
John, you don't know what the market will bring in terms of a veteran quarterback, and you don't know what the four teams ahead of you in the draft, how they'll pick in terms of quarterback. If you get a veteran or you get a young guy in the draft, does that change your expectation for competitive nature of this team for next year?
Well, I mean, we expect to have an answer there, one way or the other, however that goes. So I think that thought process makes me think that we'll have a better year. Because the fact is, we got to figure out how to get that position, you know, playing better. And so, you know, that's what, you know, going into it, we don't know. As you said, you know, there's a lot of unknowns. And so until we kind of figure out exactly what that is, you know, once we figure that out, then we can set a plan of how we want to attack it. But I think there is no doubt we got to get better at that position. For us to have a chance to get better, we got to get better at that position. So,
what's your view on a rookie quarterback coming in and being the starter from the get-go? I mean, and does that give that rookie quarterback the best chance to succeed and your football team?
Well, I mean, obviously it's not ideal, but I will say this is I did it, and it was tough. And, you know, like I said, you drink through a fire hose. But then again, if you make it through that, you got a chance to, you know, be tough enough to handle it in this league too. So, but again, you got to play it by ear and, you know, the personality of if it is a young guy, what's his personality, where you think he is. And so, again, we go back and have to formulate that plan exactly what it's going to be. But with that being said, the number one goal is we know we have to get better at that position.
Vance, I know toward the end of the season you asked your veterans to kind of take the rookies under their wing a little bit, but there really seemed to be a generational gap in the locker room with some of the veterans basically saying they wanted they wanted it more than the rookies, or they wanted the rookies to want it more. How do you address that going forward with, you know, new crop of guys coming in, this gap?
Right. Our veterans, in my opinion, did a great job of dragging those guys along. It's going to be a rookie class every year. It's going to be four or five guys that's got to play for you, you know. So that's from coaches, you know, to players, veteran players, pulling guys along. That's important, you know. And I'll do a better job of you know, assigning guys to rookies, you know, pushing guys to spend more time with rookies, and defining those roles for those rookies so they know what we expect. Because every year it's going to be four or five guys that we're counting on to play. You know, every team goes through that, you know, having young guys who don't understand what it takes, you know, versus veteran guys who've won games and, you know, are trying to catch the young guys up to help us win. But it's a draft every year. It's young guys every year. So we got to do a better job of keeping those guys up to speed so they can help us win.
Kind of along those same lines, were you satisfied with the way this draft class panned out, their contributions, their development, et cetera?
Right. I was satisfied because guys grow at different rates, you know. And if you watched a football game on Sunday, it wasn't a win, but a lot of young guys played, you know, from DeMarcus Walker, who made a nice sack. That's what we saw in a draft, you know, as an inside rusher. So he's going to be fine. Henderson making a play and a touchdown. Thomas at safety, Carter at safety. So we've got some young guys that we feel good about. But players do develop at different times. So we're not down on our class. You know, some guys need more time and more development. So, I mean, they're ours, and we're going to work with them and obviously get them better.
John, everybody sees you on television scouting quarterbacks. You were scouting a few here in the last week. What do you look for particularly? What do you see when you're looking for a quarterback that can play at this level?
Well, I mean, I think half is what you see on film, and the other half is figuring out what kind of guy it is. You know, I think the biggest challenge about playing the position is there's a lot of good football players, a lot of guys that have a ton of talent out there. But again, obviously stepping into that role when you come out of college, and in college you're allowed to be a kid. You know, you come to the NFL and the expectation levels rise, especially if you're a high pick. And so you're expected, you know, to be good or show signs of being a very good player early. And so, but the other half is, how are they going to handle the situation? How are they going to handle the bigness of being a quarterback in the NFL? And that is the biggest part. And I say it all the time, is trying to figure out how these guys can handle the tough times, because there's going to be tough times. And when the world feels like they're caving in, are they going to be able to battle through that, not lose their confidence? Because once somebody loses their confidence at that position, and you're not afraid of it, because what gets you here is your swagger and your confidence as a quarterback. If you got a chance to play in the NFL, and that's what gets you here, and you can't be afraid of it. And then all of a sudden, if you get in the world and all of a sudden things aren't going well, the world starts caving in on you and you lose that swagger or you lose that confidence, it's very, very difficult to get it back. And so you got to figure out how strong they are about what they believe in, how strong they are, and you know, what they are as a quarterback and to be able to battle through that. And if they can do that, then they got a chance to have a great long career. So, you know, to me, I say it all the time, it's 50% the physical side of it, but, you know, the 50% mental side and the heart and finding out what they got, what they have inside, that's the difficult part of, and not only at the quarterback position. I mean, it's about every position because it comes down to what's inside and what's in that heart and how bad they want it and how great they want to be. And if they want to be great football players, they have a chance to be great.
Time for a few more guys.
John, yet another quarterback question, but beyond what you look for, how difficult is it as an evaluator with this college game looking so different from the quarterback position? Guys like Baker Mayfield can make great plays, but in a certain system, Josh Allen got the big arm, but poor accuracy. How difficult is that with the college game looking so different these days?
Right. I mean, that's the hard part, you know, because they're all coming out. A lot of them, you know, a lot of them haven't been underneath the center, you know, and so that's a big part of it because there's a difference between throwing the ball from shotgun and throwing the ball from a five-step drop or seven-step drop. It's a huge difference. It's much easier to see when you're in shotgun than it is when you're taking that five-step drop and taking a hitch and getting rid of the football. Those guys are big up front. So it's a big thing. And so, I mean, not only that, but you're talking about trying to evaluate offensive linemen. I mean, that's another big thing because they don't run the ball much anymore. And when they do, it's a lot of zone stuff. So you don't see the power of them coming off and gap schemes. So, you know, the college game has made it much more difficult to evaluate. And again, goes back to the same thing as how we adjust our game in the NFL right, to take advantage of what those guys can do. And can they be taught different things to be able to right, do to, in the pro game that you really need? And that's, you know, you got to be under center more. You can't be in shotgun every down. The defense and the athletes are too good. So you got to be able to do it from underneath. And can a guy that's not used to that get used to that? And throwing from a pocket that coming out from underneath is much more difficult to see. So, you know, it gets harder and harder. And again, we go back to, and again, it comes back. Again, I talk about the coaching side of it to be able to teach those guys when they come out, because there's not as many ready-made products on the offensive side coming out as there used to be that would come in and right and fit into what we're used to doing in the NFL. That's run the ball, come out, play action from underneath. And so that's all part of the evaluation and trying to figure out if those guys can make that transition.
To your question, I say this about that, about the college game and the pro game. You look at Philly, right? You look at Kansas City. Okay, we have to adjust also as pro coaches. You know, if we're drafting these guys for their skill set that we see on tape, you know, so we can't take these guys and assume they can do something else, right? So what we draft them for, we have to play to their strengths. And you watch Andy Reid over the years. I mean, he's evolved from being a typical West Coast guy to almost a spread college guy. You watch Philly. So we have to evolve as coaches also to take these kids' skill set and put it to work, you know, on what we see on tape that we love to draft them in the first round. You know, so what we saw and what we see in these players that we love, we have to apply to our game. As simple as that, in my opinion.
Vance, a couple coaching questions. One, is Bill Musgrave going to remain as the offensive coordinator, have the interim tag removed? And how quickly do you anticipate filling out the rest of your staff?
Yes, he is. He's going to be the coordinator here for the Broncos. And as far as the staff, that's obviously a process that we won't rush. You know, we want the best guys that we can find. Obviously, it's been staffs that's been released. You know, you have contracts with coaches you have to consider. So we're taking our time to find the best guys we can find. No time limit.
Final two, Troy and then Jeff.
For Vance and John, last year I asked you when you were at this point, would you consider taking away from a strength, meaning the defense, to possibly enhance the offense? Where do you stand with that, John? You have a few veteran players getting older with younger guys that might be able to move in. How do you look at that in terms of helping the offense through maybe subtracting some defense?
Well, again, we'll go back and go through that thought process and try to figure out what the plan's going to be and looking at every player and see where we are monetarily. Obviously, that's all, you know, we got to worry about that budget-wise. And so that will be the process that we'll go through. You know, as time comes, we'll also play out to what's available in free agency also. As, you know, we've been through the process with the draft, have a feel where the strengths are in the draft. And so, again, once we get away and let the dust settle on this year and then come back and we'll start putting that plan together to see exactly what we're going to do. But I really don't like taking away from a strength. You know, I don't like doing that. I think that because if it's a known strength and you know you're not that positive that you're going into another strength, I like what I know rather than what I might not know, even though I think it's a, you know, might help us. But so I don't like taking away from strengths.
Last one, Jeff.
Now, for both of you, you've obviously said you're going to look at quarterbacks in free agency and the draft, and you've been already looking at guys at the top of the board. Where does Paxton Lynch fit in this, since you did trade up for him in that draft?
Well, the unfortunate thing with Paxton is we didn't get a chance to see him as much as we wanted this year. I mean, that's the unfortunate thing. And so, obviously, the two shots that he had, you know, he started out well against the Raiders, did some good things. I thought he played well Sunday against Kansas City. You know, that falls in the process, too, when we got to figure out where he is in the process as far as him developing as the quarterback. And so, you know, there's no question we've got to figure that out, too. The hardest thing is that we didn't get to see him play this year, and he didn't get that experience that we were so hoping to get him, especially after the when he got hurt in the Raider game. So, you know, that's one that's going to be, again, a high on the topics as far as discussion, where we think he where he is, and you know, if he can be that guy going into the future.
What does he need to do? I'll say this about Pax. You know, watching him play Sunday, he made some positive strides. I mean, he played some good football on Sunday, so that was fun to see him control the huddle, you know, to make positive throws, you know, to convert third down. So I was really pleased with Paxton. You know, outside of you know, one interception, the second one was a fourth down and goal play. I mean, that's going to happen, but I was pleased with him. As far as his growth, I mean, he needs to just keep playing. You know, keep growing as far as a quarterback. You know, his football IQ, all those things. But I was really pleased with what I saw on Sunday from Pax.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right.